Okay. We're on Pei Aleph, Amud Aleph. Pei Hei, excuse me. Pei Hei, Amud Aleph, three lines from the top. Okay. Im Rob Nachri, Nachri, Lamai Helchasa. So, we said back to the Mishnah Machshirim we talked about yesterday, that if it's a city, you find a kid, and there's a city that the most of the people are Goyim, so that you can assume that he's a Goy. So Gemara asks, Lamai Hilchasa. So if you look at Rashi, three lines down, so Lamai Hilchasa, what's the Chiddush? Havikusi, Aliva Dishmuel, Kemen Damar Mepachim Lav. That since he says you even if it's broke Goyim, he's still you know Machal Shabbos to save him in case he's a Jew. So Kol Shekin the mitzvah lachayosa, and of course there'd be mitzvah to you know to keep him alive, feed him or whatever. So that for Lamai Hilchus the Havikusi. So what's the Chiddush that he's in what area do you call him a Goy? You know you can save his life as if he's a Jew and keep him alive as if he's a Jew. So in what way is he considered a goy? So the Gemara answers, "Amar Papa lachilul nevelos," that you can give him treif to eat. And Rashi says, "Ad sheik davi kabel lav geres." So until he actually kabel geres, then he'll be a full-fledged Jew without a suffix. So until then, you can give him on kosher food. Next, we said also in the Mishnah there, "Imrov Yisrael Yisrael." That if there's mostly Jews in the city, then you have to treat him like a Jew. Lamai Hilchasa. So Rashi says, "Im Rov Yisrael, Lamai Hilchasa." What's the question? Lamai Hilchasa Avi Yisrael, Barov Yisrael. There's mostly Jews. You're calling him a Jew, and there's mostly Jews. So what's the Chiddush now? Tfei Mechzel Mechzel. More than if Mechzel Mechzel. He said 50-50. You have to treat him like a Jew. So why is it any better if it's Rov? The E Shalol Achila Nevelas, because if you want to say, oh, because then I know that if he's mostly Jews, so then I don't feed him Nevelas. So, but then again, the Mechzel Mechzel Lo Safin Inle. We said even if it's 50-50, the only time you can feed him Nevelas we saw is Rov Goyim. But 50-50, half Jews, half Goyim. So then, ready, you don't feed him Trefus. So therefore, what's the Hilchos that it's about the Rov Yisrael? You treat him like a Yisrael. So answers the Gemara, lachzir lo aveda. So that if he loses an aveda, you don't return a goy's aveda. But if it's Rov Yisrael, then you give him back his aveda. And lastly, mechzal mechza. So he says it's 50-50 also in the city. You treat him like a Jew. Lamai hilchasa over here. Zamarish lakish l'naziki. The nafkamina would be for nezek. So just a little background. That we know the halakha is that if a regular Jew's animal gores a regular Jew's animal or whatever, so if it's a tam, you pay chetzi nezek, a muad, you pay nezek shalem. However, if a Jew's animal gores a goy's animal, so he's pater, and the other way around, if a goy's animal gores a Jew's animal, he has to pay tam or muad has to pay nezek shalem. Okay, so that's the background. Now let's see. So the Gemara asks, hey chidami. What's the case over here? That's the thing that, again, 50-50 in the city, so we have to treat him like a Jew, like Nezek. What are we talking about? If it's a case where Jews, the animal, goys, this person's 50-50, the animal, and so then for what? We're saying, and you have to treat him like a Jew, that you have to give him regular chetzi nezek, nezek shalem. So that can't be. Why? Because Naisi Raya Vinishko, right? We have, he's a Safek, right? He might, 50-50, might be a Goy, might be a Jew, we don't know, 50-50. So if you're going to say that if our animal goes here, we have to pay him as if he's a regular Jew, why? We should say that if he's coming collecting the Nezik from us, we can say, Amosi Mechavir Alvaraya, right? Why should I pay for you, if you're a Goy, I don't have to pay you anything. Right, you're saying, yeah, but I mean, you're saying, I'm a Jew. Okay, bring a proof that you're a Jew, and then I'll pay you. But until you bring a proof, you're a Goy, and I don't have to pay you anything. Motsi Mechavera. So that can't be that the answer. What is it? Lo tzricha denakha Torah didei l'Torah didan. The opposite. That, let's say, his shore, Goy, is our shore. That palga yasifla. But the Idach Palga, though name a lay, I see Raya the Lav Yisrael on a Ushko. Okay, so his, in other words, his animals goring our animal. Okay, so now we claiming from him. So now we could say, look, manashach, if you're goy, you have to pay nezek shalem, even though it's only the first time you're goring. Okay, you're a Jew. Okay, so you still have to pay, but only chetzi nezek. So therefore, chetzi nezek, we, in other words, 50-50, we treat him, if we would treat him like a goy, you'd have to pay nezek shalem. But we don't. 50-50 tells us the Mishnah, we have to treat him like a Jew, meaning he has to pay chetzi nezek, but only chetzi nezek. We can't claim the other chetzi nezek and say, no, pay us because you're a goy, because then he can say, bring a ride and I'm a goy, then I'll pay the other half. So right now, I only have to pay you half, as if I'm a Jew, and if you want to take out more from me, then bring me a ride and I'll bring a ride and I'm a goy, then I'll pay you the other half. Okay. Let's see, Rashi. Alin Ezekin, he gives us the background. Here, Shor Shel Yisrael, Shenagach Shor Shel Kuti, is Pater. The Shor Shel Kuti, Shenagach Shor Shel Yisrael, Bein Tam Bein Mu, it has to pay Nezek Shalem. The Shel Yisrael, Shenagach Shel Yisrael, a regular case, Tam Mishalem Chesi Nezek, and Muad Mishalem Nezek Shalem. So, he named it, and I've said this, Rashi Torah Didan, the Torah Diday, our Shor Gring Yisrael, Bekam Rinan De Mechai Binan Le Lishlume, they're Mechayev to pay. So he said, no, because he can say, Matzicha Ve'er Al-Varayah. Nice Raya, the Israel who benishko. Bring up a Raya that you're a Jew, and then I'll pay you. The Kof Man Shalo Taval Bebeistin L'Shem Geiris. Until he went to the mikvah, L'Shem Geiris, Lo Matinan, Bach is going to the other, to switch these words, L'Chayuv El Israel, L'Shlumi, you don't have to pay him, so he will know that he's a Jew. Palga, says Rashi, Mishalim Ki Israel. So if he gored, so he has to pay for sure at least half, because minimum he's a Israel. And the Idach Palga, Safik, the other half, we don't know, because if he's a goy, you'd have to pay the full thing. But that's the Safik. Vizet Tovon Nezek Shalem, Kedin Kuti. And he says, hey, you're a goy, pay me the whole thing. So Amar Lei, no, I see Raya, the Lav Yisrael on him. And he's going, first bring a Raya that I'm not Jewish, then I'll pay you. So then, you don't have to, you always have to pay the Chetzi like a Jew. Okay, next, we learned in the Mishnah that Misha Nafalav Mepolos Vechule. So we have the different sfeikas. There's a safik if he's there, a safik not there, a safik if he's alive or dead, or if he's Jew or non-Jew. The Gemara says, my kamar. Now, so basically the point is that for safik, pikuch nefesh, and mechalal Shabbat. So we have to bring on, what are all these examples? The Gemara says, lo mibaya kamar. It's written in a lo mibaya fashion, meaning it gets bigger chiddush as you go along. Meaning, lo mibaya safik usham, safik einosham, the isa chayhu, the Mefakim. So the first case is the lesser Kiddush, because we're going on this side, okay, maybe he's there or not, but if he's there, we're going on the side that he's alive. So, okay, there I can see that I'm Mechalo, because the guy's, if he's there, he's alive. But not only that, no, even if it's a possibility that he's not even alive, I still Mefakim. And not only that, that at least I know that if he's alive, he's a Jew, so I have to save his life. On Shabbos, right? El afilu safik nafri safik Yisrael mafakhim. That even if it's not even a Yehudi, might be a Goy, still I have to call Shabbos to save him. From the side that maybe he's a Jew. Okay. Next, we saw in the Amar Rashi, Kol Hani Sveiki Zektani Mayat Lishmenim. What are they all coming to teach me? Okay. Next. Back to the Gemara. So it says in the Mishnah, Mitzochai Mefaksi. So we said if you find a guy alive, and he started digging out on Shabbos, and you see a guy, and he sees alive, he's breathing. So then, if you Mitzochai, so you have to continue the thing and get him out. So where it says, Pshita. And of course, he's trapped under there, he's going to leave him there. And okay, he's alive, and leave him there. So of course. So you take him out. So what's the chiddush? Let's drink hadafil l'chaisha. The chiddush is that even if he's not going to make it. You know, he's going to die. He's not going to live the past Shabbos. You know, so you might say, so why should I mechalal Shabbos? You know, just so he'll live another hour or so. It might be. So kamash malan, yeah. You say you mechalal Shabbos even for a few seconds, whatever. You have to keep his physique. You can extend his life any amount. You mechalal Shabbos. That we said that. What? No, that we said is Pasha, of course.
No, if he's going to survive
to offer Shabbat. Yeah. Oh, okay. I mean, if you're for sure that Yeah, he thought Shabbos was in danger. I mean, if it's no danger whatsoever, and he says he's just sitting there, oh, I'm fine, you know, and nothing's wrong. I mean, but okay, if there is such a thing, yeah, if there's no stuff, he'd be worth nevish. But okay. Next, we said in the Mishnah, "Vimeis yanichenu," that if he's dead, so then you just leave him. You know, you started taking out the rubble, and you see the guy there, and he's dead. So then you just leave him. And where it says, Hanami Pshita, of course. I mean, he's dead, so what's nothing to do anymore. So, of course, you leave him. So, what's the Kiddush in that? So, where it says, Lotricha, the Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish. There is a Kiddush here, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish. The Tanya, it says in the Braisha, Ein Matzilim Esameis Mipnei Adleika. So, Tanakama says that if there's a fire and somebody's dead already, so you don't, on Shabbos, so you don't take the mace out, in other words, which is, the mace is Mukta. Right, so you don't metalta la mukta on Shabbos the mace when there's a fire because he's dead already. Okay, in other words, you don't you don't call Shabbos for kavod a mace. Okay, so that's the Tanakam. Amar Yehuda ben Lakish shemati shemetilin as a mace. So he says that you do say take out a mace. Why? I mean, Ned Lake. We'll see why shortly. Okay, so you do. Ah, so that being the case. We have already now a shtickle kiddush over here, okay? Because we're saying that when the guy is there's a fire and the guy's dead, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, you can take the mace out, even though he smokes the whatever machal Shabbos, it's okay. So I might think the same thing here, okay? There's he's trapped or whatever, but he's dead, okay? So but I could I can take him out, I can move him, because you know cover the mace or whatever. So the Gemara says, the feel of Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish lo kamar. Gemara says no, because the chiddush here is that you don't buy the rug. What's the difference? Because even Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, he only said this ella shemitok shadam balhu al meso. So e lo shari slay lechabuye. Then e lo shari slay lechabuye. Aval hacha e lo shari slay ma yislay lemevet. So this and the mashmah is different. What's different? That over there, the reason is not covered a maze. The reason why we're allowing to take the dead body out where there's a fire is because we're afraid that since, you know, he's his dead relative there, he's all, you know, Bahul is all nervous and things of fire, so he might, if we're not going to let him take out the mace, he's going to do a worse affair. Taking out the mace is tiltul the Rabbanan, okay, Muksa, whatever. But we're afraid he's going to put out the fire, which is, you know, could be the rice or whatever, putting out the fire is a worse affair. Okay, and therefore, to save him from the verse of Vero, he says, okay, no, take it, you can take out the mace. But over here, says the Gemara, what is he going to do? I mean, what verse of Vero? If we're going to tell him, no, you can't take the dead body out, so now he's going to do what? There's no really verse of Vero to do. So therefore, we tell him, no, you can't, it's Moksa. So we're not worried, he's going to do something worse if we tell him that. Okay. Rashim, it's Shematilin, it's a mace. Lechatzer Murevis, the Lake Yisr El Atilko. So they ask, and it's Rashi. Rashi says we're allowing to take him out into a courtyard that has an eruv with it. But Pashtas, even if it doesn't have an eruv, it's still not an issur d'oraisa. Right? Not like take him out into a reshus harabim. We still take him out into a chatzer. So the question is, why did he have to come on to? He's in a chatzer murevis. The only thing is you know muksa de rabbanan. But this muksa is still rabbanan, even if it's a chatzer not murevis. It's a discussion. Okay, well, hacha ki lo sharis lepikuche to ma'it lelemeva. But over here, if we tell the guy, no, you can't take out your mace underneath the rubble. So okay, so what is he going to do? Anything worth, right? Did the havi yisur deraisa the nashri there because it is a certain deraisa will allow him to do it. Hama well nishri hama kamehan. There's nothing to worry about. Okay, vayter in the Gemara. So now we're talking about, you know, see if the guy's alive or dead. The Gemara Tanu Rabbanan at Heikan Hu Bodek. Okay, so you're checking in the rubble, and then you find a guy. So you have to see if he's alive. So where do you check to see if he's alive? What's the siman of life? So Tanakama says, Ad Chotmo, you check until his nose. And that was, if he's breathing, you know, from his nose, then it's a sign he's alive. If not, not. The Yesh Omrim, second sheet is, Ad Libo. You check his heart. If his heart is pounding, then he's okay. Not. Badak umatza el yoni mesim. Let's say you're checking this rubble, you know, and then you find a number of people on the top level as you're digging down, and they're all dead. So lo yomar shekvar meisu etachonim. Don't make a kal v'chomer. Say, well, at the top level they're all dead. They're surely underneath there must be dead. And forget it. I'm going to stop now. So, no, you don't. Shouldn't say that. You should continue digging and see, check until you find everybody. And sure enough, meisa haya umatzel yoni meisu etachonim chayim. There was a mitzvah like that once. It checked in the top level of people, they were all dead, but the bottom level, they were alive. So here we see that, don't give up. Rashi, an hechan bodek, im domel lemeis, she'enu meziz evarav. In other words, he looks dead, he's not moving his limbs, so then you have to check to see, make sure though, so how, where do you check? An hechan hu mifakeach l'dat emet. How long do you have to check to see that the emet, if he's alive or not? So ad chotmo, v'im ein chayis b'chotmo, if he's not, life there in his nose, she'eno motzi ruach, no air is coming out of there, v'dai meis, v'yenichenu, then surely he's dead, and therefore you just leave him. Okay. Now the Gemara suggests, neima hani tanai, ki hani tanai. Let us say this machloika is where you check from, where is the source of life, is it the nose or is it the heart? Let us say it's the same machloikas as the following. The sanya, mehechan avlad notzar, mirosho. So we have a machloikas. So the Tanakhama says, where is it when the fetus is formed, where does it start from? Does he start, so the Tanakhama says from his head. His head is formed first, and then the rest of his body follows after that. And he learns it from the psukim, shneemar, mimei imi atagozi. Which literally means from my mother's womb, you gozi, like ligzos, you cut out, like you pulled me out of the womb. But they we're going to see that the drash is that it's gozi is a lashon from the rosh, from the head. We'll see. So the person is formed from the head. The omer, and why do we see that? Because we see the word gozi is used by the head, as it says gazi nizrich bashlichi. Nizrich is like the hair of the head. So cut off the hair of the head and throw it away. So here the gozi is lashon head. So we learn mimeich imi atagozi. So therefore a person is formed from the head. Abashal omer though he says no mitiburo, which is from the middle of the body, right? The tibur is like the belly button. So that's where a person is formed from. And then umashleich sharasham elech veelech. So he starts from the middle. Person starts from the middle, and then he grows and grows on both ends, like that's the middle, and he grows out from both all sides. Okay, so therefore, we're suggesting now that it's the same machloka. So the one that says that the life source is the nose, he's the one that holds that you get, but that the person is formed from the head. The one that says the life source is the middle of the body, he's the one that says that the life, that you check the heart. Then the Gemara says, no, doka that, no. Afilu tema abashul. It could be abashul, in other words, that Abba Shaul could be molded that the life source comes from the nose, right? Even though he said the person is formed from the middle. Why? Because Adkan lo kamar Abba Shaul hasam elalinyan yitzira. The komidi mimitziyasa mitzar. There could be two different things over there coming about formation. So he says there, a person is formed from the middle because everything, starts in the middle and goes out. Aval inyan pikuach nefesh. That's a different story. Afilu abashal moda the ikur chiyusa beafyahu, that the ikur life is from the nose. The ksiv, as it says, kol asher nishmas ruachayim beapav, anything or anyone that has the breath of the spirit of life in his nose. Okay, so we see from here that the life source is from the nose. So it could be like tzaydinim, like two different dinim, nothing to do with each other. One has to do with where it's formed from the middle, and life source comes from the nose. Could be there's two different things. Amar Papa machlokes mi mata lemala, aval mi mala lemata. Kevin the badik le'ad chotmo shuv eno tzarich. The chesiv, as it says, kol asher nishmas ruachayim ve'apav. So Rav Papa says the whole machlokes is whether you check the nose, you check the heart. He says that's only if you're coming from the bottom. In other words, the first thing you do is you find, I don't know, his feet. You work up to his knees. Whatever, and then you get to his heart, right, first. So then, there's a machloikis, if you see his heart's not beating, so one opinion says, okay, that's it, he's dead, you don't have to continue to his head, you see his heart's not beating, that's it. But the other opinion says, no, it's not, not clear yet. You have to keep going until you get to his nose. That's where they argue. But if you find the guy's head first, and the first thing you get to is his nose, then everybody agrees that if he's not breathing, that's it. So according to the Rapapa, in other words, it comes out that the nose, everybody agrees with, that's for sure a sign of life, and if he's not, no air from his nose, that's it. Right? If the Shaila is, can you rely on the heart or not? That's where they argue. Okay, Rashi. There's a couple of the Rashis here are out of order a little bit. So the first one is Gazi Nizrech, the Nezer who saw Shor HaRov. The Nezer refers to the hair of the head. Filu Tema, we said Abashao. Nami Svirale, that Ad Chotmo. Really, that the life source is from the nose. And go back up in Rashi. Haki Garcina, Namra Papa, Machlekes Mimata Lamala. Machlekes, the Hanach Tanai, the Machlekes of the Tanaim, the Amar Ad. The Mar Amar Ad Chlibo, the one says the heart, Umar Amar Ad Chotma, one says till the nose, that's only Milamata Lamala. Meaning, Shemotzo Derech Maragosa. You find his feet first, Chila. Ubodek Vaholek Lape Rosh, and then you start checking up and up and up till you get his head. The Mar Amar, Belibo, Yesh Lehavchin Im Yesh Lechayos, Nishmaso Dofekasham. So one number says, as soon as you get to the heart, check his heart. Beating is alive, not and finish. You don't have to go right. Umar Amar, no, Ad Chotmo, the Zimni, the Ein Chayus Nikar Belibo. Everyone says, no, you can't rely on the heart, because sometimes the life is not a Nikar in the heart, the Nikar Bechotmo, but it will be clear when you get to the head, so you should continue going till the head, that's the Machoikin. Okay, last piece for today. Okay, now we're back to the idea of, we're looking for a source now, of how we know that Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbat. Ukvar Hayav Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, Mahalchim Aderech. These three Tanaim were walking on the way. And the Levi HaSeder, Rabbi Shmuel, Levi HaSeder is the name of a person, he was called, Rashi says Levi HaSeder, he doesn't know who that is, Lopu Rash Limahu, what's the short, Levi HaSeder. But the others say that he was Masader, Bryces and things in front of the Rabbanim. He was called Levi HaSeder. Anyway, so Levi HaSeder, Rabbi Shmuel, Beno Shel Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Mahalchi Macharem. They were falling after these three Rabbanim. And Nishal HaShayla Zubisnam, and the following Shaila was asked to the Rabbanim, Minayin Lipikuch Nefesh Adoch Et HaShabbat. And they were asked this, how do we know, what's the source that one can Mechal HaShabbat in order to save a life? So now these three Rabbanim, first three Rabbanim, the second two were like learning from the first three, so they say that's why they didn't say anything, because you're not supposed to speak in front of your Rebbe. So the second two didn't say, but the first three each gave an answer. Bishmael, Rekiv, and Ramazan, and Azarias, we'll see, each give a story. So Nana, Rabbi Shmuel Vamar, he says, we can learn it from the following. It says, right, Habab Machteret, Ima Machteret, Ima Tea Ganav, so the Pasuk says, Ein Lo Damim. Right, that somebody's sneaking into the house to rob the person, and then he sees them, he can kill him. Right, he's allowed to kill him. In lo damim. Shesafek al mamon ba, safek al nefashos ba. So now we're going to see like a kal vachomer. That here, the guy sneaking in, he's not for sure going to kill the balabai. He might. So it's a possibility only that he might kill the balabai. And Shvichas Damim, we're allowing the Balabai to kill the guy, that's a very serious thing, killing somebody. As it says, that Shvichas Damim is Metame as the Aretz, it's such a serious thing, it's Metame the land, Vigorim Lashchina, she does like Mitzrayel, and it causes the Shechina to leave, it's a very, very terrible Avera to kill somebody, and you're killing this guy, and maybe he's going to want to kill the Balabai, on the Safed. And still Nitan Latilo, still the Balabais can kill him, right? Kill the Ganim. So therefore, Kal Machomer Lipikuach Nefesh Adoches HaShabbos. So here, you can do this terrible, terrible, terrible Avera on, this maybe the guy's gonna kill him, right? So Kal Machomer, you can, Mechal Shabbos, which in a certain respect is a lesser Avera, okay, in order to save a life also. That's one Limud. Right. Let's see Rashi. Shvichus damim shehutar lebalabais lishpoch damo. The balabais can kill the guy that's coming in. Damo shel de la tzalat nefesh nefesh safik nafsho. That maybe his life's going to be in danger. So there's a vera chamura, it's a very serious avera, it's a kill, right? Shemetames at the aretz, could you see that it says, lotit ma'at aretz, gabe parshas rotskin, says by the by Ritzicha. Vigora mashkina shisalexas rashi, could you see, as it says, asher ani shochen betocham, ha im titmu, that I'm there, says Rashi amongst you, that's without killing, but if there's killing, ha im titmu, then ani shochen, then I'm not going to be there with you, vigabe ratzeach, because again it's talking about killing. Okay, that's source number one. Now comes source number two, nane Rabbi Akiva Vamar, he gave his opinion. How do we know that Pikuch Nevesh Doka Shabbos? We learn from the following, chi yazid ish al reyehu v'chule, me'im izbechi tekechenu lamut. So we're talking about a Kohen that killed somebody, and then he runs to me, and he goes to the Beit HaMikdash, and he's doing the Avoda. So you take him down from the Mizbeach even to have him killed, because he's a Ratzeach. So, Me'im Mizbechi, though, we're Medayek, V'lo Me'al Mizbechi. The meaning that if he already started the Avoda, then not. Now, if he's about to do the Avoda, you grab him and take him to be killed. But if he's already started the Avoda, let him finish the Avoda, and then you kill him. That you don't stop the Avoda, that's El Lahami. That's only to kill him. He's already killed somebody, okay. So to kill him, you don't stop the Avoda for that. Aval Lachayos, but in order to save somebody's life, in other words, let's say he knows the edus or whatever that somebody, you know, let's say somebody was convicted of murder. Okay, so therefore he's the Beis Din is going to kill him. Okay, but this Kohen knows something to know he's not a killer. He knows some evidence to save his life, save this guy's life. So there we take him down even if he started the avoda. You know, to save a life, this guy's other guy's life, you can take him down even from the middle of the avoda. Nafilu me'al mizbechi for that, and therefore umazeh, right? This Kohen there's no some schutz for this guy. Shesafek ish mamash midavarav, safek ish mamash midavarav. We don't know. Maybe after we interrogate him, we'll see that the evidence is not worth anything. So it's only a safek that maybe he's going to save this guy's life. And Vavoda is very serious that you can stop it. Why it's Docha Shabbos? So again, in certain respects, even more serious stuff, because you can do a Vodah Shabbos, Karban Tami, the Musa, whatever you're doing, your Mechal Shabbos, basically by doing Karbanas. So we see the Avoda in a certain respect is more severe than Shabbos, but still, you stop this very severe thing called Avoda that to maybe save this guy's life. So Chavachom, and Lipikuch Nevesh, Docha Shabbos. The Shabbos, which is less Chamor, so to speak, and, you know, in this respect. So surely I can, to save a life. Right here on this topic, maybe save this guy's life. I can stop a voter, which is even more severe than Shabbos. So surely I can push off Shabbos in order to save a life. So that's the second opinion. And Rashi, yeah, last one on the page here. Sec 2. Me'im izbechi im kohen hu, shebal avod avodah, if the kohen wants to do the avoda. So we take him down or to kill him. The lo me'al mizbechi, meaning im michil b'avoda ein mafsik lavo lidon ela mashlim avoda. So then we don't take him down yet. We let him finish the avoda if he started. Okay. Aval hachayos is Rashi kagon shiyodea lametzchus avoda. He knows some schus of a person. So nidon basically areg that was convicted of murder. So then we take him down even from the middle of the avoda. Avoda rachamura is very serious. Shadocha es haShabbos, it even pushes off Shabbos. So mafsika, we still take him down from that. Latzalas nefesh to save a life. So surely Shabbos. Okay, last one we have Nana Rabbi Elazar Bar-Amar. He learns it from the following from Bris Mila. Uma Mila shitik is echad mimasayim Rabbi Mishmone varim Shabbadam. So Mila we know is docha Shabbos, even though it's only for one of the 248 limbs of a person, and that's Docha Shabbos. So Kavachomer lechol gufo shadocha es haShabbos. That is to save his whole body, his whole life. So surely you can be Docha Shabbos. And we're going to. The Gemara is going to say that. Yeah. Okay. Ma mila says Rashi. Ah shehi. Tikkun echad mi'evarav shel adam. It's the misakin one evar of adam of the person. Doches haShabbos. Lefi shechayvin aleh karis laachar zman. because he's chayav charis later. So kashanim b'tosefta the Shabbat. Right? So they say, why is he bringing this vision of charis? Because like, what's the pikuach nefesh? I mean, what am I saving? I'm misakein the aver, but there's no. I'm not. What is the like saving the life over here? I'm not the dochas Shabbos to save a life. What is the life? I'm dochas Shabbos to do the meal. Where's the life? So there's a shtickle the life there of the chiyuv karis. And if he doesn't the kid when he grows up, if he doesn't maul himself, if he's not maul when he's a kid, so then he's chiyuv karis. So it's shtickle like saving a life by doing it. So as